I was in school, and what, that had to be 1943. And I was in school in 10 years old. I must have been in the third, fourth grade. Anyway, the buzzer rang in the schoolroom, and the teacher said, "Jackie, go down to the office and find out what the call is about." And this Jackie was a little boy that lived across the street from me. And all of a sudden, I heard these footsteps running down the hall and Jackie's voice yelling, "Erlen, Bill's here, Bill's here." And I remember I jumped up out of my desk and the teacher looked at me and she said, okay, I could go out. And I walked out and looked down the hall and there was Bill in his uniform and Carmen walking down the hall toward me. Never seen anyone so handsome in my life. And then Mom had a great big dinner that night for the whole family. And I remember I got to sit right next to him. And every once in a while, I'd reach over and pat his leg, or he'd reach over and pat my leg. And I just, he was really a special guy.
What did she serve for dinner at that big dinner?
Hot roast. What could you afford then but pot roast? Now you couldn't, but then you could. Yeah, that was one of his favorite. And gingerbread. He loved gingerbread. And he was a hard, hard worker. He worked from, well, he was, as a little boy, he was a paper boy. And then he worked for Western Union, riding his bike with telegrams all over the area. And then when he wanted to take flying lessons when he was 16, my dad wanted to give him lessons so bad, but we couldn't afford it. So Bill got two different jobs and going to high school at the same time. And he earned the right to take his flying lessons down on Lake Union in Seattle. And I remember that Mom took me out of school the day that Bill was going to solo so I could go with her and watch him take off on the water. And she was convinced that he wasn't going to be able to take that plane up over Queen Anne Hill. And I was so proud to see him take off like that. But then when he graduated from high school and was going to go into pre-law out at the UW, I always thought, you know, he loves flying so much. Why doesn't he fly instead of... But I, you know, that was his choice, and I didn't think too much about it. But in retrospect, I think now had he come back, he would have become a commercial pilot because he was always, always saying, when I'm up there, I'm in another world, and he just loved it. And I remember when I was just old enough to remember, and out at the Renton Airport, which is now Boeing Airport, was that Wiley Post and
yeah.
The other guy, were they the ones that were killed?
Yes. Okay.
They were going to land at Renton Airport before taking off for Alaska. And Bill was probably, what, 14, 13, 14, and this was 3 miles from our home, and he said, "Mom, I gotta go see him. And so Mom let him ride his bike up there. He came back walking on a cloud because he had shook hands with Wiley Post. And then, of course, they took off, and I don't know, a couple, 3 days later, they went down. But that was the thrill of his life to have gotten to see him and meet him. I really think that he would have been flying right up until he didn't work anymore if he had come back home. I can't imagine him being a lawyer.